Hello and welcome to the Anything and Everything podcast, a show that brings together high school students to share their interests and discuss, well, anything and everything. As part of our Cast a Poem series, we're here today to discuss and analyze the poetry of renowned and contemporary Black poets. Poetry that revives, resists, and fights back, but also poetry that marvels, uplifts, and rejoices. I'm your host, Ryder Ho, and for today's episode, we welcome two very special guests to discuss the poem, I Wish My Love Was Here, by Curtis Lampkin. Our first guest is Connor Harley. Connor is a grade 8 student at Vancouver's Lord Byng Secondary School. In addition to English, Connor enjoys science and sports. Welcome, Connor.
Thanks, Ryder. It's great to be here.
Our second guest is Filippo Zacconi. Filippo is also a grade 8 student at Byng. Filippo spends his spare time playing basketball and enjoys the odd game of Brawl Stars. Thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure to be here, Ryder.
Let's jump in. Curtis Lampkin is a musician, singer, songwriter, poet, storyteller, activist, and teacher. Born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1947, Lampkin now resides in Charleston, South Carolina. Lampkin often combines his poetry with the music he plays on a kora, a West African string instrument made from cowhide and gourd. Filippo, before we read the poem, I Wish My Love Was Here, can you let me know what this title means to you?
Well, Ryder, I think that the message the title is giving is that the author is possibly in a long-distance relationship, and he misses his partner. Or, he's dealing with separation, possibly because of a death or a breakup, in which case, he's grieving and reminiscing about the times the author was with his love.
That's an interesting perspective. Connor, do you agree?
I do, Ryder. The title clearly speaks to loss and separation when the author uses the title, I Wish My Love Was Here. Those words alone make it seem as though the author misses or is grieving a loss of a loved one.
Looks like that both of you guys are on the same page for this one. Filippo, can I ask you to read the poem for us?
Sure, Ryder. I Wish My Love Was Here by Curtis Lampkin. I wish my love was here. She would know what to do with such a day. She would wipe the sun and sea from her shoulders and rub them deep into my palms. And when the salt and sand was gone, she would kiss my hands and say, there, I wish she was here. I know she is in me. Even amid the crashing and foaming around me, her tenderest sigh, I'm not alone. But I miss her. I miss her so much. And I don't know what to do. She would know my love if she was here.
Thanks, Filippo. That was a pretty powerful piece. Connor, do you think you could paraphrase the poem for us to make it easier for us to understand?
Sure, Ryder. I think the author is feeling lonely and missing the physical presence of his loved one. He seems lost and is longing for direction. He believes that she would bring positivity and happiness, expressed as the sun and sea, and would wipe away the harshness of life, which he expresses as salt and sand. She would make it all better. In the second half of the poem, the author expresses the enduring connection he has with his loved one, despite the pain and drama of loss, which he expresses as crashing and foaming. He acknowledges that she is always within him, at least in spirit, but also clearly expresses the sadness he feels as a result of the fact that she is not physically there.
Filippo, can you speak to the imagery figures of speech and sound devices used by Lampkin?
Yeah, he used a lot of figurative speech during this poem, such as symbolism of nature to reference emotion. He used this in lines like the sun and the sea and the salt and the sand. The author uses alliteration within that symbolism to highlight some of the stronger emotions. Another type of speech he used is imagery. You can see it in the line crashing and foaming to create a sense of harshness.
Connor, what are the feelings expressed by Lampkin?
Oh gosh, there are so many. I think Lampkin really leans into the feelings of nostalgia, loneliness, sadness, and loss.
Did the poem arouse any of those emotions in you?
Actually, yes. It made me feel a bit sad and sympathetic towards the author, but it also made me think about my own losses. My grandfather died just a few months ago, and I felt all of these feelings. Just like the author, I know he's still with me, but I often wish he was physically here to help guide me and provide good advice.
Wow, thanks for sharing that, Connor. Filippo, did you experience any strong emotions in response to the poem?
Honestly, while I have never experienced a major death or breakup, I, like Connor, feel empathetic for the author and what he's gone through. It is easy to tell his emotions and tone with how clearly he conveys his experiences and message through the poem.
Thank you both for sharing that. Filippo, did you notice any significant shifts in the poem?
I did, Ryder. I noticed the shift occurred from line 7 to 8. Before the 8th line, the author was grieving and reminiscing about his partner. And then from line 8 to the end of the poem, he accepted that his love is gone and he is alone.
I agree. Connor, do you agree?
I somewhat agree with Filippo. I more thought the shift in tone from line 7 to 8 went from nostalgia and sadness to resigned acceptance that his loved one was gone.
Connor, could you give us some more details on how you figured Lamkin leads towards nostalgia and sadness?
Well, in the first paragraph, the author seems to be reflecting back on his loved one and what they would do with such a day. And in the second paragraph, he is deeply sad and wants his partner and companion back. You know, I really think this poem gets into the aspects of longing and yearning for his companion and the emotional aspects of missing someone deeply.
I agree. What about you, Filippo?
I also agree with Connor. I think that the theme of the poem revolves around the author being hit with the deep impact of love and desire of a companion.
Hey Connor, after reading the poem, do you still agree with the earlier assessment of the title and what it means?
I do. I do think that this poem very clearly speaks to loss, grief, and separation.
Connor, when you say he clearly speaks to loss, grief, and separation, could you tell us what the clues you used after reading the poem to figure that out?
Well, the author states multiple times in the poem that he wishes his love was here, clearly speaking to loss and separation, and when he reflects over the things his loved one would do if they were there, he's grieving a loss and is sad over the separation of a loved one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now nearing the end of our AE podcast. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast on the discussion and analysis of Curtis Lamkin's poem, I Wish My Love Was Here. And thank you, Connor and Filippo, for joining us on this episode of the AE podcast. This has been your host, Ryder Ho, on the series Cast a Poem. Thank you.